Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Michael Stoller is here. Michael's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 9 years he's been hanging out with us, and he's one of the leading authorities in the country, probably in the galaxy, on leadership. He's the co-founder and the president and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Connection Culture. Also, Fired Up or Burned Out, that's the first book that we helped him launch, and he's our good friend, Michael Stoller. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Always
hey,
a pleasure.
It's great to be with you.
So, I was telling the audience before you got here that in my long career, the fourth quarter has always been the most interesting, because I was either trying to correct some ills from the earlier three quarters. Either I didn't do my job or I had some bad luck or something happened, and I was hustling to make a good year out of maybe what wasn't such a good year, or maybe if things were going pretty good, you know, I'd maybe do a little more planning, maybe do a little more, take care of customers a little bit better, you know, go out and visit them a little bit, maybe even start thinking about the next year, but it's always an exciting quarter, isn't it, the fourth?
Well, it is, and I think it's, you know, I'm a compulsive list maker. So, yeah, I really like to get things down on paper, and I find it helps me stay focused, and I think that's one of the challenges businesses have is staying focused on, you know, what are the most important things you need to accomplish in a year to improve your competitive position. And how do you get the team aligned to achieve those things?
Well, you know, there's an old saying in the infantry that your battle plan is rock solid right up to the moment of first engagement with the enemy, and then it pretty much it probably falls apart. And so, you know, that's what happens with a lot of small businesses. We sit around the table and we say, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, this is our plan, this is why we're going to do it, and we have this great strategy, and then somebody opens the door and a customer comes in, and everything kind of reverts back to something that we didn't want, maybe. And that's one of the challenges we have is dealing with crisis management sometimes.
Well, it is. We have to stay flexible, and I think, you know, a tool that I like to use and I recommend is it's a blend of some things I developed and then things I borrowed from the U.S. Navy. I've gotten to know Vern Clark, who is the Chief of Naval Operations from 2000 to 2005, and one of the things that Admiral Clark did, and I think he's one of the best, most effective leaders in the history of the Navy, well, he's, you know, the second longest serving Chief of the Navy.
Right.
So, wildly successful. And one of the tools he used, which I actually have a link to on my website, connectionculture.com, there's an article called Finish 2016 Strong, and there's a link to one of the top five documents that Admiral Clark used.
Hmm.
And I think of this document as the top five helps us focus at the beginning of the year and refocus toward the end of the year. So what I do is I go back this time of year and look at my top five and say, okay, what I list the top five and then list beneath each of the top five, and you'll see this on the Navy document, what they've done too, what has been accomplished. Now, this is what I added. I like to highlight that in green, what's been accomplished year to date, because that always makes me feel good to see what's been accomplished year to date. I need that.
Maybe there's some kind of a common denominator there of the things that got accomplished. You know, what did we do to make that happen, and what was missing? Which one of those things were missing from the things we didn't get done?
Yeah, it helps you reflect and learn from what's happened thus far this year. And then I list what's on track to be completed by year end and highlight that in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And then list what's at risk that tells us, you know, what we're in danger of not hitting this year. And then I like to pull the team together. So the first step I call refocus. The second step I call reconnect, which is to get the team together to go through the top five priorities, which they will have seen before, hopefully, and just present my thinking to say, you know, here's what I see. Mm-hmm. And then ask them to share what's right, what's wrong, what's missing or confusing about my thinking. And I don't use this as a time to challenge them, but just ask them to share their opinions and ideas, and I just listen, take notes, thank every person for what they contributed, and then later I'll go back and reflect on what was said. Sometimes I'll circle back to people if I need further clarification about what they said, and then really make decisions and come out with a finalized top five document to present to the team. And that helps reconnect us because it gives them a voice in the process. And there's a third step that we can talk about.
So you use refocus and reconnect with your people to come up with the five things, the five priorities, and they're, so you're not going to give us priorities. You're saying here are the tools to find your priorities.
Yeah, I present the priorities, and it's really the priorities I had at the beginning of the year.
Right.
But beneath each one, I list here are the actions that support the priorities, and then I'm color coding those actions in either green if it's been accomplished, and you can see this on the example of the Navy document. So beneath each of the top five, there are all these actions that were done that were consistent with those top five priorities. And some will be in green because they're done. Some will be in yellow because they're on track to be done by year end. And then there will be some in red that we're in danger of missing. And so we put our heads together and think about how do we get those red, make sure we follow through on the yellow ones to get them done.
And as you go back and fix things, so to speak, you change the colors.
Yes.
So the goal is by when just before we go to the New Year's Eve party, everything on the board is green, right?
That's what you want, yeah. And these days you can share documents, you know, with things like Google Docs, and so it makes it easy. And then the last step, step three, is to re-energize, and it helps to go deeper with each of those items you want to accomplish and create what I call W4s.
Right.
So it energizes people to have clarity about what their role is, what their...
So refocus, reconnect, and re-energize to get those five priorities on the board and turn green. Michael Stoller, ladies and gentlemen, ConnectionCulture.com, is that the good website?
It is.
So check that out, folks. Mike and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.